interview with Tito in 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to Indians Warm Up, time for the KeyBank Ask the Manager show with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. Tito, before we get to the series with the Tigers, a real nice finish to the homestand yesterday. It's amazing you get that good starting pitching. Everything else seems to fall into place, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, even when you're not swinging the bats for a while, you know, when you get a starting pitching, it allows you to kind of, you know, when you do score, they're very meaningful runs. But yesterday, you know, we scored early, and then we scored 4 in the third. And you know, Roberto getting the tack on base hit with 2 outs to score the last 2 really was helpful because the ballpark was playing so big. I mean, the wind was just blowing in, and scoring runs is going to be tough. And we strung some hits together, which was really good because trying to hit the ball at the ballpark, I mean, Aviles had just killed his ball. So when Gio hit his for his first major league home run, he really hit that because, I mean, not only did our guys hit a couple, but I mean, Morrison hit one that even Markham laughed when he came in. He said, man, that would have been the upper deck. So, I mean, the ballpark was just playing huge.
And you mentioned Roberto Perez and Gio Urshela. Zach Walters also with a big base hit. So the kids were coming through yesterday.
And they were hitting 7, 8, 9 in the order. So that's great because, you know, we need, you know, Brantley, Kipnis, Santana. We know that. But when the bottom of the order not just helps out but almost sort of carries the load for a day, that really helps.
And whenever it's a long season, certain things happen along the way. But when someone gets their first hit and then their first home run in the same game, what's it like in that dugout when he comes back in?
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool. And, you know, we probably don't take enough time to stop and enjoy things like that. But watching the pure just elation, you can see it on his face. And, you know, they're trying, not quite sure how to act. And all the other guys, the veterans, they're tired and beat up. And they get a chance to kind of be young again for a second. And it's really cool to watch.
And on the other end of the spectrum, and we talked about him a little bit yesterday before his start, but Sean Markham just continues to impress. And how impressive to you was he yesterday and just overall what he's done here?
You know, what he's been doing for the most part, except for that one start, is, and actually in that start, his first time through the order, he's terrific. And then because he doesn't throw 95, you know, and the other team starts making some adjustments, he's got to make sure, you know, he's got to be fine with his pitches. And yesterday from start to end, you know, he got the lead. And then he's like, hey, man, when he went in doubt, he threw it and, you know, kind of stayed off the barrel. And when they did get it to the barrel, he kept it in a big part of the ballpark and the wind was blowing in and they couldn't do anything. And he's fun to root for. I mean, I openly admit it. I mean, he's been through a lot. He's been through the American League East back in those years and he basically threw the same then. And he just would kind of have his way with teams, even throwing 85, 86, 87, and he's doing it now. And to see him bounce back the way he's been doing is really gratifying.
Now on to tonight. Series opens in Detroit against the Tigers. Roster-wise, Scott Acheson's here. He went out on a rehab assignment earlier in the week. Reports from that, and what's the plan now?
He did really well in his outing. In fact, he struck out 3. So we'll activate him tomorrow. And the reason being is, you know, we have CeCe Lee here tonight with us. It just tries to – it allows us to expand our bullpen basically by one pitcher for a night. So if we use CeCe tonight – or even if we don't, I guess. I mean, we're going to activate Atch tomorrow, and we'll have a move after the game. But having CeCe basically gives us a 9-man bullpen instead of an 8.
And from a fan standpoint, the series with the Tigers, always fun, always a big series. But I know you hate to say anything's a big series. Just another chance to play some good baseball.
Well, and I don't mind. No, I think it is a big series. I tend to believe everyone's a big series. Because they are. Some are maybe a little more fun. You know, I mean, again, you're playing kind of a rival and or somebody in your division. And I know the fans really get into it. So do the players. I just need to remind people sometimes that when you win a game, it doesn't count for more just because it's the Tigers.
And David Price is going tonight. You've seen him a long time. Has he changed much over the years?
You know, when he first came into the league, saw him with Tampa, and he came in and actually beat us in the playoffs and just overpowered, you know, had the fastball that was probably touching 97 on a slider. Now he's maybe not quite that all the time. Still power pitcher, breaking ball, but he got a changeup and knows how to pitch. And he still can be devastating at times. And we saw him, you know, his last start watching the scouting before we came in here, the first couple innings, he was just okay. And they didn't get to him, those White Sox, and then he kind of kicked it into overdrive and just kind of had his way with them.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Ask the Manager show. Stay tuned, more to come from Comerica Park in Detroit after this on the Indians Radio Network.